So Miss G basically planned the whole thing. She was really creative with it, and we were all really excited to be part of it. But yeah, she just announced that we were going to host an art gala, and we were all super excited. And so many artists from the high school and like even other schools, K through 12, all put in art, and it was just a really great time.
Were you surprised at kind of the community reaction and the turnout? Because I remember last year it was really impressive with the amount of people that participated in that thing.
Oh yeah, there was definitely, because lots of people from around town and then students who had art, they invited their family, and there was so many people, and the building was kind of small, so we had people literally piling out those doors, and there was so much money raised for the school and the trip, and it was fantastic.
There's something at Central Park that I think is like serving as promoting this event. Can you explain what that is?
Yes, that was a piece that we had. It was really premiered during Antique Days, and we handed out cards to promote the art gala. But what it was a reflective kind of piece that was put together at the park, actually. And what would it do is when the sun hit it, light would reflect in like different colors, different ways. Like I saw when a piece was taken and put together, one side would flash and glow green, and then another side would glow pink. It was really pretty.
So what can people expect with the second art gala?
What people should really expect is now that we're in a bigger building, that gives us so much more opportunity. And now that we're prepared for it more, we have a lot more art, and we're still getting art made and framed and everything for the event. We're getting the building all set up and painted, and there's going to be food made by our foods class here, and then we're also going to have a band performing there.